K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Julian.
Hey, Julian, you're caller 20. You win.
All right, yeah.
Death right Cab on. For Cutie at the Greek Theater on August 3rd, which I believe is Monday.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We're going to talk about the heat index today and the 10-foot waves on the beaches. And what's up with Florida? We didn't get to this yesterday. A man dressed as a Superman got caught stealing. We have People Are Dumb on the show today, the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Foo Fighters at the Hollywood Bowl with the orchestra, which I think is going to be great. And late yesterday, we took calls on You Got Fired, and it was your fault.
Hello, hello.
Hi there. You got fired, and it was your fault.
I used to be a nanny when I was 26, like a live-in nanny for
right.
a 10 and an 8-year-old. And then the family's oldest son, who was 22, moved back home because him and his wife got a divorce.
Uh-oh.
So I started sleeping with him.
Yeah.
And then I got fired.
How long were you able to keep that quiet?
I think it was like about 7 months.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice little run. We had some fun.
You're a sneaky little bastard.
I mean, I'm good at what I do.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
An update tonight on Rachel versus the Roach. If you haven't seen it, you're about to.
Rachel is a Channel 5 reporter, and a flying cockroach landed on her chest, and she finished her report. Details coming up on K-Rock. When something flies at me like a mosquito or a bee or a fly, it's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. I automatically swing. I'm not going to sit here and try and figure out if it's going to hurt me or not. I just swing. I don't want anything flying at me. And that's why this Channel 5 reporter, who had a flying cockroach land on her during her report, is my hero.
An update tonight on Rachel versus the Roach. If you haven't seen it, you're about to.
All right. This is about a Channel 5 reporter named Rachel. She was standing outside, and I'm not sure the story she was covering, but while she was talking, a flying cockroach landed on her chest, and she didn't even flinch. She just finished the report like nothing happened. When those bugs land on me, I am swinging and kicking. I look like a cartoon.
And now the folks at Raid say they've got her back.
I mean, not to be a dick, but technically it was her front.
In case another roach ever tries to rumble with her.
All right, so she's got a box in front of her sent by Raid, and she starts unboxing the items inside.
Survival kit right here. Perimeter protection. Oh, a hat.
Not to be a dick, but if you got a Raid hat, would you wear it?
Bug spray. A card from Raid. First things first, major respect.
Major respect indeed. Standing there like that didn't just happen. And continuing to keep her train of thought, which I can't even do without bugs.
While most of us would have immediately abandoned the live shot and probably the state, you handled an unexpected flying cockroach encounter with incredible professionalism, composure, and good humor.
When I saw it, I thought, does she not realize that a flying cockroach just landed on her chest and started walking around on it?
The internet noticed, and so did we. As a small token of recognition and appreciation, we're sending over a Raid Live Shot Survival Kit to help ensure you're prepared for whatever decides to crash your next broadcast.
Excellent. Noah Kahan has a sold-out show at the Rose Bowl, and we've got your tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy, you are our winner.
Wonderful.
You got tickets to see Noah Kahan. It's sold out at the Rose Bowl.
And what's the date, please?
What is the date? I am going to say August 15th.
Oh, good, I'll be in town. I was afraid it was going to be when I wasn't in town.
Nah, you'll be able to go. Congrats.
You have crossed the great divide with me. I appreciate that.
Nicely done. It is hot as hell.
Good morning. Well, if you're planning to come to the beach this weekend, of course, it's going to be a great place to cool off because it's going to be so hot. But be careful because there are going to be very tall, powerful waves. They're so strong.
Tall waves are fantastic.
Plus the rip currents, all things to keep in mind.
Rip currents, not so much.
Take a look here. This is what Huntington Beach is looking like this morning. We've seen some surfers out here.
This is a great time for surfers. And right when the U.S. Open of Surfing is happening in Huntington Beach.
Hurricane Genevieve is fueling wicked waves up to 10 feet tall across 700 miles of California coastline. Lifeguards are rescuing hundreds of swimmers every day.
I always assume everybody knows about rip currents and how to not get caught in them or how to respond when you are caught in them. But hundreds a day is not good.
In fact, on average, every lifeguard on duty in LA County is making 2 to 3 water rescues per shift this week alone.
I always thought lifeguards in Southern California had the life. They just sat there and watched, never really had to jump into action, which they are doing this week.
All of this comes as the U.S. Open of Surfing competition continues here in Orange County along Huntington Beach. And it's not just Orange County beaches that are being affected. You can also expect dangerous rip currents and strong surf at Ventura and L.A. County beaches.
And now, an instructional video with banging music.
We all love the beach in the summer. The sun, the sand, and the surf.
All right, why does this have to be so corny?
But just because we're having fun
Yippee! Doesn't
mean we can forget about safety.
All right, seriously, that music.
Rip currents account for 80% of beach rescues.
80%? It's crazy.
And can be dangerous or deadly if you don't know what to do. It's simple stuff, but we can't take it for granted.
All right, let's pick up the music.
Know before you go.
That works for the bathroom, too.
Check local beach forecasts before you head to the beach and always swim near lifeguards.
Okay, good tip.
Look for any warning signs or flags. If you're unsure about conditions, ask a lifeguard. And know how to swim before you venture in.
All right, so know how to swim before you get in the ocean is solid, solid advice.
If you do happen to be caught in a rip current, stay calm. It won't pull you under. It'll just pull you away from shore.
Yeah, of course, it's scary at first.
If you try to fight the rip current and swim against it, you'll just get worn out.
Did it? Got worn out.
Instead, float.
We all float down here. Wait, what? A man in a full Superman costume was arrested for theft. What's up with Florida? Coming up next on K-Rox.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Florida man dressed as Superman put in cuffs after confession. A Florida man was wearing a Superman-themed beach cover-up. Head to toe, looked like Superman. According to the sheriff's office in Hillsborough County, deputies responded July 25th after a boat owner reported that somebody dressed as Superman had broken into the cabin of the boat and had stolen several power tools. The officers responded to the scene and found the man, 57-year-old James Tidwell, wearing a Superman beach cover-up. And they started talking to him, trying to figure out if he knew anything about this robbery. Now, this is from the officer's body cam, and they start questioning Superman, and he admits to it before they even got started.
Do you have any weapons on you right now, sir?
No weapons or anything like that.
James, we're investigating a burglary. That's why we're making contact with you today.
All right, so all they've said to him is they're investigating a burglary. They have not told him that it's on a boat or which boat specifically.
I went on the boat?
What?
Which boat are you talking about?
Oh, he's confessing. Let's just let him go.
Same one that you described. I only took three items
in my defense.
We're going to place you in handcuffs, okay?
All right.
So just relax while we do that.
Okay. I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you are going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on August 31st seeing Muse.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. That's so awesome.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way on K-Rock. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a New Jersey cop went undercover as a bush and issued over...
What? As a bush?
Yeah, like you put on
a
one of
plant.
Those like mesh-like bush outfits,
yeah.
Okay? And he issued over 70 tickets, and here's the story.
Talk about not beating around the bush. A New Jersey police officer dressing up as...
shrubbery to go undercover in a sting to bust distracted drivers. In total, 74 people were ticketed in the six-hour enforcement operation. Afterwards, an official delivered a reminder to drivers that a, quote, text or notification can wait. Keep your eyes on the road, not your screen. And, of course, I guess beware of eyes in the bushes, guys. I love the story.
Awesome.
Can you imagine a cop walking up to you and giving you a ticket in a bush outfit?
No, I cannot.
Okay, and number two, after battling cancer, actor William Shatner is giving heavy metal a try.
What?
And he's going to be playing a couple of festivals that are coming up, and we might be at one of them. And
yes.
Here is that story.
What are you most excited about in the future?
My heavy metal.
That's right. Shatner is performing heavy metal music for the first time.
I'm beginning to get it. It isn't so much when do I come in, it's I gotta feel the music and then come in with the lyrics. And it's all about passion.
Rage.
His band set to play at Riot Fest in Chicago this fall, and then...
Nice. And I'm doing the one in the desert in the spring.
Oh, God.
The one you're doing Coachella?
Coachella.
You're gonna do Coachella?
A half hour in Coachella and a half
heavy
hour
metal?
My God.
It's frightening.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait for this. We gotta try to interview him. Okay, and then number three, it's Friday, so we like to talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend. Of course, Spider-Man, Brand New Day, Tom Holland returns as Peter Parker, and the fourth MCU Spider-Man film, and it's expected to be one of the biggest openings of the year. And one of the best reviewed new movies this weekend is called I Want Your Sex. It is a twisted dark comedy thriller starring Olivia Wilde, Cooper Hoffman, and Charlie XCX, and it's gotten 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So there you go. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I found this next artist with a lot of other people. Emmy Grace on Instagram. She is also on TikTok. She's the pioneer of, quote, Trashy Tone Thursday. And she plays the guitar like Eddie Vedder. Not Eddie Vedder, Eddie Van Halen, sorry. She draws influence from Tom Morello, no doubt, and Van Halen. She was classically trained on a violin for about a decade before switching to guitar. In her early teens, she sings. She plays the guitar on this song. She's at Lollapalooza today. This song is called SMH. It's Emmy Grace, and it's the 420 catch of the day. That is Emmy Grace, SMH, shaking my head. You can look for her on Instagram if you want, or TikTok. Emmy is spelled E-M-I, Grace, and that is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You can even win Foo Fighters tickets.
What?
With the L.A. Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl.
So coming up with What's Your Story, best caller text, you're going to win those tickets. It's coming up on K-Rock.
Remember when those guys came in to bring us this song?
Yeah.
Kyle was so high.
He was so high. And they brought that baseball bat sized joint in.
Yes, they sure did.
Ooh, that was
you know
epic.
Who didn't need it? Kyle. Sing. Come on. Sing.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here.
We're talking about our What's Your Story today, and it's based on William Shatner, who we all know has done music in the past.
Yes.
But this interview just came out, and he's talking about playing Coachella next year.
Yep.
With heavy rock.
What are you most excited about in the future?
My heavy metal.
That's right. Shatner is performing heavy metal music for the first time.
I'm beginning to get it. It isn't so much when do I come in, it's I gotta feel the music and then come in with the lyrics. And it's all about passion.
Rage.
His band set to play at Riot Fest in Chicago this fall, and then...
And I'm doing the one in the desert in the spring.
Oh, God.
The one that... You're doing Coachella?
Coachella.
You're gonna do Coachella?
A half hour in Coachella... And I'm
heavy metal?
My God.
It's frightening.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for this.
Coachella. That's crazy. All right, the topic for today is you have a hidden talent that would surprise people. Because a lot of people are accomplished, at least medium accomplished in one thing, and then they go a different way, and no one knows that about them.
Totally.
So tell me about your singing.
So I have two things. Number one is I grew up horseback riding and showing horses, so I'm a pretty damn good horseback rider.
Okay.
And then
didn't see that coming.
And then also I took singing lessons, like classically trained singing lessons,
really,
my whole life, and I did theater, and I love to sing, and I'm pretty damn good at it, but I get really shy about it. So that's why, like, I didn't go in that direction.
You took lessons and you're great at it.
I know. Oh. It's a weird thing where I'm just shy at it. I like radio because I can hide behind the mic. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. All right, so your hidden talent that would surprise people, that is what we're looking for today at 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to see Foo Fighters with the L.A. Phil. That's going to be on August 22nd.
Your hidden talent that would surprise people, 800-520-1067. What's your secret talent?
818 said, I can play Freebird on guitar. Play Freebird!
We are taking your calls and texts about your secret talent.
That would surprise people. And for the best call, you're going to win tickets to see Foo Fighters in the L.A. Phil August 22nd.
We are taking your phone calls for your secret hidden talents. And for the best one,
we got your tickets to see Foo Fighters with the L.A. Phil on August 22nd.
All right. You have a hidden talent?
Hey, so my hidden talent is, well, I'm a college athlete. I was a baseball player. But my hidden talent is I'm a Irish dancer.
What?
You're an Irish dancer.
Competitive. I got trophies. Yeah, that's right. Clatis School of Irish Dance, Ventura, California.
Do you have an outfit and everything?
You know, guys don't wear outfits. It's just like a white shirt and like black pants, but the girls do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher, special ed.
Does anybody know that you're an Irish dancer?
So every St. Patrick's Day, it kind of gets out after I've had a few drinks.
That's so epic.
I couldn't love that more.
I love this.
K-Rock, hello.
So mine is that I am a kazoo player. I've been compared to, what's his face, Adam?
Slash
on the kazoo.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Wait, who compared you to Slash on the kazoo?
So my boyfriend and I have an acoustic duo, and we play around, and we played at this club once, and afterwards we did a like blues song with a kazoo solo, which I call a kazolo. And right. afterwards, the guy came up to me and he was talking us up and stuff. And he's like, you are like Slash on the kazoo, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a court clerk.
Oh, my God. This is such a great hidden talent.
K-Rock, hello.
I found out about this years later, but apparently a few females that I knew during my college days told me that my hugs were rather magical, if you will.
Your hugs are magical.
See, I didn't know this hidden. I didn't even know I had this hidden talent. Apparently, I made them feel all tingly in the nether regions, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's amazing. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Megan.
Hello.
Hi there. You have a secret talent?
Yes. I am actually an artist. I drew a lot in high school, and I would come to school on Monday with ribbons because my teacher would submit in art shows, and I would just win the art show. And I was, like, number two in the state of California when I was, like, a freshman.
Wow.
I'm so silly.
Oh, my God.
Did the other students know about that?
Kind of, but not quite. They would just see me toting around, like, my giant art. And it's like, pencil realism. If it didn't look like the photograph, I was not happy.
Right.
And it took my teacher, like, until my senior year, he realized I was left-handed, which is silly.
Oh, my God. And did you ever do anything with it?
I work in special education now, and so I use that in my classroom.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I love
it. Yeah. You know, the kids will add faces to my animals, and I'll teach them how to draw a little bit here and there, like trains for favorite toys. So I kind of do something with it.
That is really great. I admire that. It. Trying to find a way to make fun of you, but I just can't.
Thank you.
What is your secret talent? That is what we're looking for today.
951 said, hey, Kevin and Megan, my secret talent is that I got pretty good at picking locks. Years ago, I picked up a lock picking kit from Amazon and started practicing just for fun. It's actually come in handy a few times now. I had to open a locked container at work when someone threw something away by accident. And then just the other day, my neighbor moved into a new house and locked themselves out and called me and asked if by chance I knew how to get in the door.
Fantastic.
And I was able to pick the lock to the door. It's not exactly the most legal secret ability, so I try to keep it low-key. I got to tell you, this is a skill that I want to learn how to do.
Same.
I really do. All right, we're going to hit you up, 951.
We are taking your phone calls on secret talents.
323 said, I learned my skill on a dare. I can cup my tongue, hold alcohol, light it on fire, retract into my mouth, and have a fireball in my mouth.
What the hell?
Prove it! Wow. Bring it to the radio station.
Video or it doesn't happen. Taking your phone calls on what is your secret talent?
Yes, I do. I'm Mexican, and I can do a really good Indian and Vietnamese accent.
Uh-oh. This is where it gets dicey.
I'm not sure we want to get into this.
Yeah. What kind of nail you like?
Nope. Nope.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You have a hidden talent?
Yeah, I do. I can do VGP, which is voluntary generated piloerection. I can give myself goosebumps.
Wow. You had me going down a different path.
Yeah.
You can give yourself goosebumps just by thinking?
Yeah.
All right, great. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. My secret talent is that I could fart on command.
Oh, my God.
You know we're going to have to test that.
Yeah, we're like, all right, let her rip. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't right now.
Oh, boo!
You got nervous? I got nervous. Like, when I felt
she puckered up. Oh, my God.
I shouldn't be booing a kid for not being able to fart. There's something wrong here. All right, we're going to come back to you. Hold on. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I have a set of four nipples.
No, you do not.
Yes, two of them are man-made, though. I'm a double amputee on my legs, and the nipples are on the bottom of my stumps.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair because my little brother's an amputee, and so he's got a little nub down
really?
There too.
Really? And they call them nipples?
I've never heard that.
No. I have tattooed nipples on the bottom of my stump.
Oh, you tattooed them?
So I have four nipples.
That's pretty great. That's pretty strong.
It's
a great bar trick. You go to the bar and they like to grab your legs when they're not on. It's kind of weird, but it's funny.
That does sound weird. All right, back to the farter. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, are you going to fart? Oh.
You can do it.
We have faith in you.
We can't. I'm sorry, I can't. Oh, okay.
Thank you for trying. Yeah. what a weird thing to be cheering on.
What is
on.
Happening?
I don't know.
All of those calls were insane.
It's all crazy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay. The one that sticks out to me is the artist that works with special needs.
Yes.
I like
her. She took her skill, yes. And she's applying it in what she does today. And that's Casey.
Casey, you're only winning because that kid couldn't fart.
Oh, my God. Amazing. My kid farts. That's amazing.
Well, Casey, you just scored tickets to see Foo Fighters with the LA Phil August 22nd at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thank you for calling.
106.7 K-Rock. It is K-Rock. The summer ticket blowout is continuing on with your chance to win tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th. Your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.